Chapter 17. Nowhere to Hide. Ah! The first thing I think is, run, Abby, run! So I run. I run past the red-headed dressmaker and the butcher. Maybe she'll think she imagined me? I run and duck and stop and hide behind a group of teenagers, and then run some more. I don't want to return to Cinderella's cronies in case Kayla is following me. I can't lead her to the evidence. I crouch to the ground behind a cookie booth to catch my breath. She's probably not following me. She probably didn't even see me. And I ran really far. I definitely lost her. I'm a really good spy. I stand up carefully. Those cookies smell good. I wonder if I could trade a brownie sample for a chocolate chip cookie. I look across the counter. Kayla is staring right at me. Hi, Abby, she says. It's over. Kayla is going to tell her mother. They'll drag us home and lock Cinderella and Jonah and me in the attic, and Cinderella's cronies will be over before it ever really began. What are you doing here? Kayla demands. What are Cinderella's cronies? They're... I try to come up with some sort of lie, but instead I shove the plate under her nose. Try one. She shrugs, takes a bite, chews. Wow, she says. These are great. Crownies, they're called. Excuse me, says the cookie lady. Would you mind going to the other side of the counter? We're selling cookies here, not cookie imitations. Please remove yourself from the premises. These are crownies, not cookie imitations, thank you very much. I walk around the counter to Kayla. Yep, I say to Kayla, crownies. And Cinderella made them? I nod. I'm impressed. And she's selling them at the market? I hesitate, but nod again. What for? Oh, I know. I bet she's trying to make money so she can move out. My mouth drops open. How did you know? She shakes her head. It's not easy living with my mom. And my sister's no picnic either. I should know. I can't help but be surprised. What do you mean? Don't you like living with them? I don't have a choice. I can't leave my mother and sister. But Cinderella can. She should. They treat her like a slave. She does your laundry too, and makes your meals, and your bed. You kind of treat her like a slave too. Her cheeks turn red. I guess you're right. I shouldn't. I don't mean to. She sighs. But you're right. I do. Correction. I did. I don't understand. How have you only realized this now? It's been going on for years. She sighs again. This is going to sound strange, but something unfair happened to me recently, and it made me think about all the other unfair stuff that happens all the time. I wonder what she's talking about. I guess she means what happened with the prince. Unfair stuff happens all the time, I say, but what's happening to Cinderella is super unfair. I know. She bites her lower lip. How can I help? You really want to help? I want to believe her. I really do. But what if she's setting us up? I really, really do, she says, eyes wide. What about your mom and sister? Are they here? No, it's just me. They dropped me off. Told me I was moping too much. Told me to buy something to make me feel better. I picked up a new pair of shoes. She motions to her satchel. I'm taking the carriage back home later. I give her a long, hard stare. She seems earnest. I want to believe her. Really, I do. But I don't want to be gullible. Okay, I say finally. You can help. I'll give her a chance, but I'm still going to keep an extra special eye on her. Maybe I need one of those creepy green eye necklaces after all. Step right up, step right up, Kayla hollers. Cinderella's cronies for sale. I can't believe it. Kayla is selling Cinderella's cronies, and she's selling a lot of them. She's a natural. She even bought a few for herself, for $1 each. It was her idea to jack up the price back to $1. Jonah and Cinderella almost had heart attacks when I brought Kayla over, but I vouched for her, and so far, so good. It seems she really has changed. I do feel bad that she's still pining for the prince, but Cinderella and the prince are meant to be. You can't get in the way of meant to be. I'm sad she's sad, but I'm also happy she's becoming a nicer person. Sometimes tough experiences change you for the better, I guess. Cinderella, your crownies are really amazing, she says. Cinderella flushes with pleasure. Thank you. It means a lot to hear you say that. I'm sorry I don't say nice things more often. I've been the worst stepsister ever. Well, Cinderella hesitates. Yes, I fill in for her. You have been. I've had it so easy, and you've had it so tough, Kayla says. I'm sorry. I wonder if she'd still feel sorry if we told her the whole plan. All she knows is that we're trying to raise $100 so Cinderella can move out. She has no idea that Cinderella wants to move out to prove to Farrah that she can rescue herself. No clue whatsoever that Cinderella wants to marry the prince who just happens to be the guy Kayla is pining for. You haven't had it that easy, Cinderella says. Your dad died when you were really little, and you have to share a room with Beatrice, who's incredibly bossy, and your mom, well, your mom is really mean, I say. Kayla snorts. That's the understatement of the year. She yells at puppies. What kind of a person yells at puppies? But at least I have my own money. My dad set up a big trust fund for me and my sister. I don't have to rely on anyone for anything. Still, Cinderella says, it must be tough being in your shoes. I look down at Kayla's shoes. They're black and shiny. They're definitely nice. They're also really big. Her feet are about twice the size of Cinderella's, even the swollen one. No, the glass slipper is definitely not fitting on her foot. I need another crownie, she says. Here's $1. I hand her an extra chocolatey one. Don't worry, I say. This one's our treat.